They're looking as soon as Lou Piniella, who's doing a great job.
Yes, he is.
Say, but as soon as he realizes or he stops giving the chances to this guy Omen, who can't pitch, and who with Dempster, who's not a closer.
Nope.
Cubs are gonna be fine putting Marmol, or things work out and he doesn't injure his arm. Kerry Wood may be the closer before the season.
I just saw Kerry Wood was back. He looked good, but you can't put too much credit in him yet. He's still recovering. So
he's taken off a lot of weight. I wonder if he figures, or if those in charge figure that if he's in better shape like that, he's less likely to be injured. I don't know, but yeah, he's looking good.
The Cubs are looking great as a team. And like one of the best Cubs teams I've seen in a long time.
For a while, I guess. I hope that's not a major deal.
Yeah, we're still waiting to hear news from him. I think he just pulled something.
Yeah, it's like a quadricep strain or something like that. So that should be a few days a week, maybe.
It might do him good for a little rest, too. So.
Who knows?
But, you know, Derek Lee's hitting the ball good.
He's starting to hit again.
Yeah, he's one of the best players I've seen for the Cubs since maybe Andre Dawson.
Yeah, could be.
In my opinion.
Great, great hitter. Hey, Ramirez, he's a hell of a hitter, too.
Yes, Ramirez, he can carry the whole team if you'd like to.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to more important stuff. Get away from the baseball trivia. the bread and circuses of our time.
Exactly.
let's see. Well, today we are going to have my friend Kathleen Palizzi, who's has a kind of harrowing story to tell from the hospital front. So that should be interesting. I believe she'll be calling in, Mike.
Okay.
Until then, we have a stupid regulation and our outrageous regulation of the week. And this would tip the hat to the Democrats in Congress. The Democrats in Congress that so many people voted for to get rid of all these police state tactics and pro-war mentality of the Bush administration. So what does the Democrats go around and do? They strengthen the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, so that the Bush administration, he even has a stronger stronger method of surveilling so-called terrorists without court orders. Even more fully strengthening the police state. Okay. Now, why would the Democrats do this? Why would they even strengthen Bush's hand and the police state apparatus? Well, folks, because, please get it for once, fellow libertarians and limited government conservative travelers excluded, there's no difference. They both believe in the big government police state, folks. And the Democrats know there's a good chance that one of their candidates are going to get in the White House in a year and a half. And I guess right now it's looking like Hillary. And Hillary is as police state as you can get, folks. You Republicans who want to give all this power to George Bush. What is going to happen when Hillary is elected president? How are you going to feel about all these unprecedented and unconstitutional powers when she is elected president? I don't think you all going to like it too much. And that's, folks, is why the Democrats voted for an even greater greater power to the Bush administration concerning the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. There's no difference, folks. As long as you vote and keep on doing the same thing, you'll keep on getting the same thing. And you keep on voting Democrat or Republican. Of course, Ron Paul accepted, who evidently, by the ABC News poll, won the debate again yesterday, Sunday. Ron Paul participated in the Republican debate Sunday, and I understand he got 2 minutes out of the 60 or so, whatever it was, or an hour and a half available. They gave him 2 minutes. But they ran their online poll, and who won? Ron Paul had like 63%.
He doesn't have to say anything. He's
nobody,
still winning the polls.
He doesn't have to say anything. Nobody comes close. Nobody comes close. I think Mitt Romney had 12.5%, and Giuliani had like 11.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest was just smidgens. I don't know. You got Ron Paul, who's third in money raising right now in the Republican race. He's first in money raised from veterans or those in the military. And he wins virtually every online poll there is by huge margins. And yet still he's considered like this real long shot who really doesn't have a chance, who's just trying to be in there to make a point. If they say anything about him, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's is just ignoring his message. The establishment doesn't like his message, folks, because the establishment will not be the establishment if Ron Paul gets in office. It will be a revolution. It'll be a velvet revolution, but a revolution nonetheless. And you'll get those in power that are ruining and ruling your lives, all your lives, out of power. It'll be back to your power of your individual choice that will determine policy in this country.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
My goodness.
A restoration of the American dream, this time for everyone. So, support Ron Paul, folks. No matter what people say, he does have a great chance. All indications are he's going to surprise a lot of people. If the elections are valid and fair and honest, I understand the Iowa straw polls, they're going to these D-bolt machines that have there's no paper trail. So they can be manipulated however the establishment wants, unfortunately. We're going to have to watch that. Okay, I believe Kathleen is on the line, and we'll be talking to her about, I guess also about the Fox Valley Libertarian Party participated in the McHenry County Fair over the weekend, over the past week, and so we'll get a report on that, and then also of the harrowing experience of hospital stay.
I can't wait to hear this.
I'm Kenneth John. This is Freedom Rings. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News,
environment and climate news, and the Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute, and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support. All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and I'd like to welcome to the show my good friend, Kathleen Pelosi. Kathleen, how you doing?
Well, actually, I would have come into the studio, but I'm worn out.
Well, you've been working hard at the McHenry County Fair the past few days.
Plus, I've been exposed to pneumonia repeatedly, and I didn't want to come and make everybody here at RMN possibly sick. So
is that a bacterial pneumonia that your daughter has?
Bacterial pneumonia that my daughter had. But first, I'd like to start with the fair report.
Okay.
Because I set up on Tuesday, and while I was setting up, and I was wearing my Ron Paul pin.
Yep.
People kept stopping me and asking me where could they get one from me.
Ah.
So I had to immediately fax overnight Ron Paul pins because I didn't have any. I didn't realize the demand was going to be that great.
Wow.
So instead of being the, quote, bad guys this year, we were the table everybody came to because they didn't like anybody else.
Terrific.
And, in fact, I went over to the Republican table and said, gee, Ron Paul's on your ticket. I don't see any information on your table. Let me help you out with some. So they also were handing out our material. In fact, went on a website and printed up even more about him and was passing that out, too. But quite honestly, they were saying, people, if you really want to know about him, you need to go see, you know, the Libertarian booth. So wow. I was thrilled at the passion for Ron Paul. It was unreal. But then again, the true diehard Big L Libertarians, you weren't happy with us backing Ron Paul.
I consider Maya a true Big L Libertarian.
And so do I.
And I am four square behind Ron Paul.
But
he's a hero,
as far as
I'm concerned.
Even some people that came and worked their rear ends off for me didn't believe in the Ron Paul project and all that, but they still worked very, very hard. I want to thank all of the volunteers. I've never had so much help. And under such bizarre conditions, because 1 minute it was 90, then they were trying to... One of our vendors actually spent the money to try to air condition our place this year. Thank him so much.
Really?
Yes. Jets heating and air conditioning paid for the air conditioning attempts. It went on and off, but it was better than we've ever had before.
Huh.
It was like 90 degrees and then 40. So, but the enthusiasm was off the wall. And
really? How many palm cards, Ron Paul palm cards, would you say we got? We got,
oh, my gosh. You know what? I wish I had had a chance to count how many I gave away. Hundreds and hundreds. But what was really telling was, you know, that we have a poll on our table, which I guess the Democrats, as Jim Young, one of our other very dedicated volunteers, said, copying you is the most complimentary, you know, compliment to your work.
Right.
Because we first said, enough is enough, vote Libertarian. Now they have had enough, vote Democrat. And then we put this poll out, you know, to vote, does government ever work? And then they put a little poll thing out this year. So I said, gosh, they can't have an original thought, but he said, now let's be more positive. So let me tell you how many... people took our different polls. We had two different polls. So one was, how well does government work? And you had your choices of always, usually, half the time, seldom, and never. Never almost tipped my table over for the first time ever.
Hmm.
Over, I've never had 1,000 votes, okay? Always had 117. Usually had 81. Half the time, who has won every year I've done this fair, which is going on a decade now, is 210 this time. Seldom got a 627.
Well,
so can you see that they're all leaning towards us now? It was much more positive. We did get the occasional dirty look, oh, you're those guys. Then I said, wait a minute, we're backing Ron Paul, and then they'd come back, you know. So, but I'd have to say it was much more positive than any fair I've done, and this is probably my eighth one in a row, I think. The newspaper. Let me just briefly say something about the Northwest Herald coverage of the fair. So they wrote their usual article, both parties will be represented.
Both parties, yeah.
So, and they put it, and they had, it was very confusing because they had the Democrats marked in Building C, but then later in the article they moved to Building D, and then they were back to C. So anyway, I just felt compelled to call this newspaper reporter and say, well, the third party that's always been here for every single fair doesn't have any representation. So I spoke to several different reporters, and they told me to make sure I was there Saturday because they were coming back Saturday, but I never saw them Saturday. I never saw a single mention of us. But then we all know the Northwest Herald is the conservative. Am I allowed to say what the other people call it? I'm sure I'm not. It's not one of the seven words.
Well, I know one person calls it, even the, it's a prominent Republican calls it the Northwest Birdcage, right?
Oh, someone else calls it the Northwest Fascist Rag. Yeah. I prefer that one. But anyway, I have to say there was a lot less police presence. We wasted a lot less tax dollars. The gang force was barely to be seen except on Hispanic night, which was most nights, actually. after 8 years of giving the McHenry County Sheriff's Department a hard time about their marijuana pamphlet, they finally didn't put it up this year. I finally won one battle.
Oh, good for you.
He said, what about these other drugs?
I bet you they had the crashed car where somebody died not wearing a seatbelt.
They didn't have it this year, but they had a seatbelt demonstration where you could sit in something and slam, you know, with the same sort of force. I didn't have time to actually do that. Didn't want to. Had a bad back, but they didn't have their smashed car. Only people that were distributing falsisms, I'll say, were the Elks, who had a drug awareness booth, which floored me. And I came up to show him. I read his we thought he was pushing legalizing marijuana. He wasn't. It was just the opposite. But I had a good time also showing him that the facts, the quote facts that were in his pamphlet, were all proven to be wrong by science, reason, and real facts, not made up stuff. So he enjoyed me coming, actually. He was waiting for somebody to argue with him. He goes, I was expecting somebody would give me some grief on that.
So Evelyn, it sounds like you had a blast this year.
I did, but I've never worked so hard. And, yeah, my voice goes out halfway between. You'll know why. I did have a blast because most of the police now like me because they would love it if we could legalize marijuana and they could get back to their real police work. But I get the same answer from them. I get every single year, you must get it on the ballot. That's where it becomes impossible. I also belong to the Marijuana Policy Project. I'm a lifetime member, and I've been trying to get that question to the people of Illinois. I don't know how
many
times.
Well, you can't. Our Constitution in Illinois won't allow that type of amendment.
That's right. We can't ask the people of Illinois if they'd like medical marijuana legalized or just any marijuana, because because we're fascist Illinois.
We got to leave it to the expert politicians to decide for us.
Yeah, well, that's a laugh and a half. So, Melissa Bean, no show. Somebody wrote on Melissa Bean's spot, where are you? Another government official came by and quickly removed that. But, yeah, overall, it was much nicer. I did go to the canine demonstration. I didn't verbally protest this time. I just wore a large shirt that said, in big, bold letters, and it had the feds busting the door down, stop arresting medical marijuana patients, which got some notice, but of course the photographers for the Northwest Herald turned to take pictures of the dogs, of course, you know. So I looked in today's paper and found no coverage for all of our hard work, but nonetheless, it's still well worth it.
Of course, anybody that mentions sniffing dogs, if they're a Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm fans, just thinks right away of bra sniffing dogs. But that's just an aside.
Well, I love the way they walk the dog by me as if I'd be that dumb. You know, that was quite hilarious. But most of them agreed that marijuana, trying to bust people, well, I'm only doing my job, even though I feel like it's a waste of my time. Right. So,
okay, let's, okay, so a couple of weeks ago, your daughter got married.
My daughter got married on the 21st. It was a nice wedding. About 10 o'clock, unfortunately, she started to feel quite ill and asked if I could leave. She was, Mom, can I go? It was kind of cute. I'm like, it's your wedding. You're done. You've had your, you know, whenever you'd like to leave, leave. Unfortunately, she ended up in one of those immediate cares in Delavan that sent her back to Illinois to be admitted to Woodstock Memorial Hospital, part of the Centegra system that I have been in and out of, oh, hundreds of times. Fortunately, we got her out alive. Let's put it that way. So let's start with the finance part. I come in to visit her the first day, And she's pretty out of it. She has a fever of 103, and she's been vomiting and having, I can still say, diarrhea on the air, can't I? Yes, that was the poor reality of how sick she was. And while she was asleep, someone put a little notice on her table tray that said, before you leave this hospital, we've called your insurance company, and we know they won't cover this much, so you must pay us $6,600 before you leave the hospital. Well, my daughter wasn't really rational because of the fever, you know, so she picks up the envelope and breaks down. And I'm looking at it going, wait a minute, I don't think this is legal. What are they going to do, hold you prisoner until you give them the money? And she goes, you know, through her tears, she's kind of shaky. She says, first they say, send all your valuables home, then they ask you for all your money. I'm confused. I said, lay down and don't worry about it. You're the patient. As I'm going to the nurse's station to find out why they're doing this to her, I'm going past other patients' room. This was pathetic, Ken. I see a man who looks, he's like 80, sitting in his bed with this envelope in his hand, crying. So I go to the nurses and I say, what kind of financial system is this? They go, what? What are you talking about? I show them the envelope. They have no idea. Oh, they told us there would be a new plan, but they didn't tell us what. They didn't warn us. Suddenly all the buttons are going off. Every patient needs their pain meds. They're crying. It's like utter chaos.
Oh,
they didn't even tell their nursing staff what they were going to do.
What a way to run a railroad.
That's number one. We just want your money. We don't care about you. That became completely clear on day three or four of the hospitalization, I think. She went in on Monday. On Thursday, she never improved. Her fever never went down. They tried five or six different broad-spectrum antibiotics to no avail, okay? So my sister comes to visit her, my sister Dr. Fox Guyman, who's quite humble and doesn't like to be referred to as Dr. Fox Guyman, but that's her title,
right.
Who's a oncology specialist over at Loyola, takes one look at my daughter's IV and says, this is the wrong medication for what disease this child has. And so she calls in the nurse who goes, I don't know. You know, kind of a Homer Simpson. I don't know nothing. I just hang the bag. So my sister, this sister who's not libertarian, I would call her independent, and is pretty quiet and shy, you know,
right.
Says, well, I demand to see the head of your pharmacology department then. Send them up to this room right now. So they come up, and she explains to them how this is not going to, you know, help her niece. Take a look at this. They discuss the antibiotics, and the pharmacy goes, you're right. And we're wrong. And so basically...
Now only because you had an expert sister...
That happened to have a day off, by the way. Just happened to have a chance to come by because she works unbelievable hours at Loyola. She's one of the only two people that makes chemotherapy there for the whole Cardinal Bernadine Cancer Center in all of Loyola. Okay, so they're all understaffed. So if my sister hadn't taken the time to come and see her niece... Actually, she could have had mental damage because you can't have a fever of 103 day after day after day. It begins to affect you mentally.
Yeah.
And she was completely out of it there. And every painkiller they gave her made it worse. So she was just like, leave me in pain because everything you give me makes me vomit worse. So long story short, they took a sick girl and let her fester and fester to what could have become an emergency. She might have never been the same girl again. And I have spoken to the CFO and a million bureaucrats over there at the hospital. The CFO called to apologize. The CEO basically doesn't have the balls to speak to me. That's it in a nutshell. I've spoken to every one of his executive secretaries, the head of nursing, the head of every department. He will not call and apologize to me. I had to mention the fact that what they were doing financially was illegal. I had spoken to my lawyer. I was the political activist that paid her taxes in pennies, so if you thought I was going to let this just go away, you're crazy. So meanwhile, I've been getting many, many apologies, but I warn people to be educated patients, and we were just lucky. How many people really know how to read their IV?
Well,
bag,
exactly.
You know?
I mean, this has to be just the tip of the iceberg.
And it is. I know for a fact that more than 10,000 people are killed every year by medical mistakes. Now, you know that...
Well, when doctors go on strike, when hospitals go on strike, the death rate in hospitals goes down.
Yes, but, you know, unfortunately, so much is the bureaucracy of they are so overworked. And I'm going to say not the executives, but the people that do the dirt work, the nurses, the pharmacists, these people are underpaid,
right.
overworked, yeah. stressed out, and these are your lifeline between the doctor and you.
Yeah.
These are the ones that are going to make the mistakes. I can't tell you how many times I've been the patient and said, what are you giving me? That's not going to work. You know, that's contrary. You know, I'm allergic to that. Hello, read my chart. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've stopped people from putting the wrong thing in my IV. But it's a scary situation and frightening. And people stopped at our booth to tell me their medical horror stories. Was I aware of how bad the system is? But then they proposed we need socialized medicine. I said, wait a minute. Now, you've seen what Bush has already done in Iraq, and I'm still looking for Osama. He's free. I don't feel free anymore. And you want him to be in charge of your medicine, too? You might as well euthanize yourself now, because if you put the government in charge of medicine, we're going to be in worse shape. So, but I did find out that it was all quite political, because we've gone to then the mercy system. We found the medical care to be actually better. Well, then we asked why they're.
And what hospital did you go to again?
Woodstock Memorial, which is part of Sintagra, but we've been at NIMSI 3 times, and we've had the same experiences. That's the same system, NIMSI being Northern Illinois Medical Center,
mm-hmm.
who charged me for an entire ER room when my son was sewn up in the hallway while sick people were walking by and coughing over his open wound. So don't tell me this system is not broken, and we need another hospital out here, but I didn't discover. I should have known, Kent, being a political activist for all these years, that has nothing to do with the need of the patients out here. It's all about the politics. And that's why they voted down Mercy being able to build a hospital, because right away
that amazes me that there are laws in this country that regulate how many hospitals can be built.
Well, and their argument was they couldn't fill this hospital.
Shouldn't that be the decision of whoever wants to build a hospital?
Yes, it should be. But I also know by fact that they're out of their minds, because I was in an accident in December and I couldn't get a bed. So then I went on home health care for 3 months because there was no beds available anywhere at all in this entire county. And then I found out that people that voted against the Mercy Hospital being built, listen to this, sounds like Chicago, had interest in the Sintagra system. Interest being relatives and or they may have had.
So it is fascism again.
Again. So now we'll be on the war path soon, not only, you know, and the drug war, but, you know, and medical mistakes. How about bringing in my daughter couldn't speak because she's still getting over this. And she wants everybody to know that if Mercy Hospital was built, Sintagra's just fear is that their care is so much better, they'll be out of business because there'll be some competition.
Yes, they should be if that's true. This is just another example of what government does when they start to regulate and over-regulate.
They kill people.
The system, and then people clamor for a solution of even more government. And, you know, even more socialized medicine, as if that's going to solve the problem when the problem was the government intervening in the first place. It's classic. And we got the idiots like Michael Moore running around the country.
Oh, I know. People kept stopping and asking me if I'd saw sicko. And I'm like, I don't agree with it, okay? I don't want to be. Take it from someone who's – my father was chief of staff. There's many physicians in my family. I'm forced by my sickness to be retired medical assistant now because I don't have an immune system to speak of. Privatization is what we need. We need a bunch of caring doctors to open their own hospital. But, you know, the problem with everybody thinks doctors are rich and some are doing well. But if you look at the rate of malpractice insurance in Illinois, you will see that a large number of doctors have now moved to Wisconsin. Many doctors I know have lost their partners. Many have quit delivering babies because the malpractice rates, they can't afford them anymore.
Right.
They can't afford to deliver babies. They can't afford to practice in Illinois. So we're losing doctors left and right over the border to Wisconsin, which is probably where I'm going to end up going for medical care because Illinois scares me even more now. It's bad enough that I can't get out of my own neighborhood, which is a tiny unincorporated area, every holiday because there's a police roadblock in every corner. And I'm like, Heil police is what I feel like now. But fortunately for me, you know, I'm on a Harley most of the time, so they can't stop us. because there's no seatbelt or helmet law on a Harley. It's such a hypocrisy. So I just wave at them and say, I'm still free. One of the few, you know, as far as when I'm, you know, on the road anyway.
Right.
So, and then several people came. I wanted to meet Ken Prazak, the famous seatbelt fighter. Yeah. So, where was Kenneth Prazak?
I understand he had a lot of work and family obligations over the past week.
And Kenneth John, there was much, much interest in your show, and many flyers were picked up.
Really?
So I hope you have a lot of new listeners.
I mean, it's not
today.
The same old eight people that are listening all the time.
No, I know. I said quite a few people, and they said, gee, I can streamline this on my computer. Excellent. So I hope we got some more listeners.
Oh, I need a new what's his name? Hasn't called it?
Wendell.
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 No, but we met a couple of them at the fair. I'm afraid.
Oh, I hope Wendell's doing all right. We haven't heard from him in months.
Well, if he went into a hospital, he's probably dead now. I hate to tell you. Because at that age, the likelihood of him surviving is probably not that great. Let me also mention that one of our past activists came by the booth. Her name is Yvonne Krein.
Oh, yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you like to give your listeners a little synopsis of her story?
Oh, well, Yvonne was a
midwife.
Midwife, right. Non-licensed, as it appeared it was okay in an Illinois midwife. She had been bringing babies into the world for years and years and years, and at one point in time came up a complication that all doctors, when they deliver babies, come up with, and unfortunately the baby died, and the bureaucratic regulators just came down on her hard.
And the couple who lost the baby didn't even choose to sue her.
No.
At all.
No, they did not blame her at all.
He came to our table to bid us a fair adieu, say thank you for, we once had a fundraiser for her legal defense at my home, and to say she was moving to California where she could practice what she had worked
well,
her whole
we're
life
gonna
towards.
Miss Yvonne. She's
we're
a great lady.
We're Yvonne and her husband.
Yes.
And wish them luck and are sorry that they feel they have to leave Illinois, but I'm like, Yvonne, I may not be far behind you, but California?
I don't know about
too
that.
Too many rules, and right, more than Illinois, maybe even. I'm not sure. So, but she wants to practice midwifery, and they
understand
accept
that.
It. Yeah. So they will take her there, and so she's moving there so she can practice what she loves to do, which is deliver people's children in the comfort of their own home if that's their choice.
Oh, all the best to Yvonne and her husband.
Yes.
In the future. Okay, we're talking about health care, the problems, and what we can do to reform it with my friend Kathleen Palizzi. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Did you know the average smoker spends $1,800 per year on cigarettes? Don't let your paycheck go up in smoke. Habit-altering laser light therapy Incorporated is conducting a research study investigating the effects of low-level laser acupuncture on smoking addiction and withdrawal. Our mission is to support your commitment to become a non-smoker. In the procedure, a low-level laser beam is applied to specific acupuncture points on the body. It's non-invasive and drug-free. Call Habit-Altering Laser Light Therapy Incorporated, located in the Fox Valley Wellness Center at 630-584-3999. There will be some cost to you for study participation. Call 630-584-3999 today. See our website at www.halttoday.com. Call 630-584-3999 today.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
We are back with Freedom Rings, talking with Kathleen Palizzi about health care. And we do have callers. All right, caller. Therese, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Ken?
Very well.
Good. I have a question. I hope Kathleen is still listening.
Yes.
Did they expect the bill to be paid after they made mistakes from that hospital? Did they still want their $6,000? The point being, I've often thought of this before. I know people that have gotten cancer, and they have the chemotherapy and the radiation, and they die faster and a horrible, horrible death. So why should people have to pay for a service that doesn't work? Do you follow me?
Good question.
Follow me?
As it turns out, Ken, after they did not realize that, that demanding money before they leave is actually illegal. I had to make them aware of that.
Have they changed their policy?
Yes, they have already changed their policy. And the CEO called my brother-in-law back to apologize only because his name was Dr. Handler, who called to complain about the care of his niece.
Hmm.
So I wanted to say that he did call someone to apologize. Their only fear is that, you know, we have a case. We don't want to sue them. We're not like that. We just want them to correct the mistakes, and we want the public to be aware of the mistakes being made and the fact that they block any competition to them whatsoever so we could have a choice to go to some other system out here. Because I have switched to Mercy, and let me tell you, it's tough for me. Every 7 weeks I get an IV. For my Crohn's disease, it costs $5,000. Just the IV, not the nurse, not the tech, not the room, okay? Just the IV is $5,000. Last time I went to the Centegra system, it took 7 or 8 tries. I had every vein popped. I was black and blue, bleeding and crying, and they refused to give me any pain relief. I left. I went to Mercy. They had a nurse actually carry the IV over there because legally I couldn't take my own medicine that I pay for. And we went over to the Mercy system, and they didn't have much to work with because both of my arms were so beat up. But it took this expert only 2 tries to get it going. Because once that bag's mixed, if they can't get it in me, I can flush the $5,000. I still have to pay it, regardless of whether they can get it infused or not. Mm. So... Mercy does show some mercy and apparently has more expertise in IVs. So, but I would prefer a private hospital myself. But any competition at this point in the game would be great. But, yeah, demanding payment before you can leave the hospital, I think they call that jail. And I think it's tough enough already being sick. So stirring them all up while they were ill was just absolutely ridiculous. I almost said one of those $500,000 words. Thank you, Janet. But Back to the fair just for a minute. While we were on commercial break, I tallied up that over 4,000 people stopped at our booth this year, which was fantastic. So I hope we got the word to many of them, and I hope you have more listeners now because of it, too.
Terrific. Well, Therese brings up a good point, though, about if you're not getting the service you're paying for, why should you pay for that service?
Well, you know, unfortunately at the time, what I should have done, you know, I was reacting as a mom at the moment that I took the envelope and actually charged, and I had just paid the wedding. The last few dollars I had to my name just to make my daughter calm down, which it turns out I should have taken the envelope immediately to my lawyer's office. And I should have never paid it. Now, whether I'm going to be reimbursed and she's going to get, because that was just a portion of the ER bill. That wasn't even her stay. Mm. So we haven't seen that bill yet. And, of course, we're not sure if we will see one. That would be their best protection against, you know. Because the next thing, they know who I am. The next thing is we're going to be marching in front of a Centegra, you know, with signs saying, don't stop here if you want your life, you know, or you love living. Something of that nature. Because, you know, I don't know what the answer is, Therese. It's just, it's an abomination, though, that much I know.
Well, we need a bloodless revolution, but I'm with you against this so-called, this socialized medicine. Once the government gets in, and you know, it's going to be worse. And it's very sad that your friend has to, I remember reading about that case about the midwife.
Right.
And we need midwives. Having a baby is not a disease.
No.
Right, and having to go to a hospital, which after hearing enough horror stories, who wants to?
Well, not only that, one of my friends that had went, her child's about 10 or over 10 now. Anyway, right away they gave her, the baby, a shot. I said, why did they do that? And she had to take, but she said because they wouldn't let me leave the hospital before she had a shot. Well, their little immune systems are not developed yet, and to give these new babies drugs like that is horrible.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because that's one of the theories of Crohn's disease is, you mess with a child with vaccinations right away and screw up the immune system because I have an autoimmune disease, you know, now. So, and we don't know what it's caused by. Some of the research says environmental causes, but I'm thinking, no, they're medical causes.
Well, they're finding out because of the vaccinations, it's causing the ADD because of the mercury in there.
Absolutely,
There's a lot of research that's being done on that.
But that's why the homeschool project is going through the roof because nobody, you know, you can't get your kid into school without proof of immunization, so.
And this is wrong.
Therese, you're probably aware of this more than I am. I only remember part of the story, but somebody, or maybe Kathleen, you remember this, somebody has offered something like $500,000 or $1 million or bill millions of dollars to any doctor who's involved in any of these pharmaceutical companies if they would take a shot of a combination of all the additives that they put in these vaccines.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sure
and not one doctor, not one chemist or whatever from any of these chemical companies, pharmaceutical companies, are willing to take it to collect their millions of dollars.
Interesting you say that, though, because one doctor once wanted to base his theory on, you know, they used to say that you get ulcers from this or that or the other thing, stress or whatever, and he had proven that, no, it was caused by a bacteria. In order to prove it to all of his colleagues, he drank the bacteria. Through ulcers, and then we changed how we treat ulcers, and now millions and millions of people, you know, no longer have ulcers. Because this doctor had the guts to do it. You're talking about, bureaucrats?
Ken and Kathleen, I stay away from doctors. I really do.
Me too.
And I think I'm doing pretty good
over
there.
Well, unfortunately, I have no choice.
No, I understand
that.
I appreciate no, I understand that.
Right.
Those of us who do have a choice.
Therese,
right.
I got a lot of callers that are waiting online. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
I would like to move on to Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Quickly.
Hey, kids. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I feel sorry for this lady. I know I'm going through that right now myself. I'm going through all kinds of problems. I was in an emergency room for a broken nose, and they charged me like $2,000. And they only saw me long enough to take x-rays and give me two ice packs, and that's it.
That's just outrageous.
But here's the problem, Kenneth. My neighbor used, the guy that used to live next door to me worked for a pharmaceutical company. Now he's a big fish in a small pond down in Boca Raton. Their idea, the pharmaceuticals, is strictly, whether it works or not, to push this agenda of selling drugs to people. And, you know, I firmly believe this. I mean, you're given chemicals that your body, it's foreign to, you know, I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
And I have vertigo, and, you know, they're giving me drugs. And, but anyway, Therese brought this up. Long story short, Therese told me a number of ways to look at it. I started looking at the back of everything I eat, you know, and to tell me what chemicals are there. And I tell you what, people, you better start reading everything you buy in a store, because 99% of it has got additives to it.
Yep.
You go to Europe, you don't get that. You know, why is that? Why do people in Europe usually live longer than us in America anymore? How can we have such a high rate of heart disease and stuff like that? It's because they don't go through the same stuff. You know, that's all I can tell people. I go through religiously. I'm starting to do exactly like Therese and my mother-in-law said. And all I can say is you take your life into your own hands. If you're going to listen to everything the doctor says, heck, I can't even get a hold of my doctor half the time, at least 6 weeks out. I'm telling you, that's the truth.
I can't make an appointment, but it's six weeks out. They charge us
That's because y'all don't know the phone number of the golf course.
That's right.
I'll get off and let somebody else call.
All right.
Keep up the work. Good work there, Lee.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, let's talk to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, morning, Ken. Morning. How are we doing today?
Good.
Hey, just a quick news, a little off the topic. This weekend, Saturday, the DeKalb County Libertarians and the Ron Paul group from the DeKalb Rockford area had a sign-making party.
Mm-hmm.
And we had about 15 people show up, and, you know, we passed out a bunch of literature, and
terrific.
It was a pretty good time. We had, you know, banners up along 64 and 251 out there at the Gripsacre restaurant, and they had a flea market going at the same time, so I passed out a whole bunch of the Ron Paul little palm cards and the New Vision for America. So we had, you know, quite a few people stop in that, you know, checking out the signs and picking up information, so it was a good time.
It's so much fun to see a real true grassroots uprising going on, as we have with the Ron Paul campaign. None of the other campaigns come close at all.
All the weekend before that, I was out in Ames, Iowa, with about 30 other volunteers passing out the DVDs that they put together for Ron Paul.
Good for you.
And they were out hanging them on doors all over Ames and some of the smaller towns. So we were out there spreading the love. And a couple, well, I don't know, was it a month or so, when he was not invited to the Republican convention or meeting out there,
right,
they all kind of showed up and took over the room next door. And, you know, of course, the news media was kind of biased on that because I was there and there was at least 1,000 people in that room.
The word's obviously getting out there because I was never approached so much by, I mean, other workers, too, in my building. Please give me this. I want this. I need an alternative. I could not possibly vote for anybody on either ticket. They're all making me ill. You know, and in fact, remember our $1 million bill we used to hand out at the fair, Ken?
Yes.
Last year it had Bush hiding in a paper bag. This year Bush has turned into a rodent. And then when you flip it over, it says how the government spends $1 million every 11 seconds of your tax dollars. Well, someone asked me if that rodent, oh, is that Hillary? Is that picture of Hillary there? I'm like, no. That's just what Bush has turned into this year. So those went like hotcakes. Okay.
Great.
Anyways, Ken, enjoying the program. I'll let you get on down the line, and thanks for the program.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. All right, we've got Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Kathleen. You know, in Illinois, an interesting thing is that there has been a successful suit against a hospital in Illinois for intentional infliction of emotional distress. And anybody who gets one of these kinds of bills when they are sitting there already ill and sick, and then they come in and they emotionally, psychologically attack them with this bill, that's definitely something that people should look into considering going after them. The other thing is that with the babies and getting those PKU tests and all this other kind of shots that they want to give babies, parents need to be, the new parents need to be aware of how to sign the documents and not to sign the releases. They can't give them a shot until a release has been signed. And that's the funny thing. They want you to sign a release absolving them from all problems in lawsuit if there are complications that arise from their mandatory vaccinations. It's ludicrous. System's out of control. It's time to reorganize the system.
Couldn't say it better. Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome.
This is Freedom Rings, and we will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and we have, what, two minutes left, Mike, or a minute?
About a minute and a half.
Okay, well, Kathleen, summing up.
Oh, my God.
Healthcare sucks, and we need to change the system.
Oh, my God, try to stay healthy, and like that one man said, know what you're putting in your body. You'll probably be less likely to end up in the medical system. But on a positive note, it was great at the fair, and the tide is shifting, only because Bush is disgusting and scaring the heck out of everyone. I think I can say that.
Yes.
So.
You can say hell.
Okay. Oh, I can say hell.
Yeah.
All right. He scares the hell out of me and millions of other Americans because now he's looking at Iran, and I still want to know, where's Osama? Don't you?
Kathleen, thank you so much for being on the
program. Thank you for having me, Ken.
Right. Quotation of the week. Well, I'd say we couldn't do much better than as an activist as Kathleen's been doing, and what she's been doing is what's been advocated for years for liberty, and that's defense of liberty is no vice. Is that the problem? Okay. Goodbye.
This is the whole.